Winona, on Happy 103, playing all your holiday favorites all season long and getting your day off to a happy start here in the Pat Urban Show. Coming up on 9 o'clock, tons more holiday favorites on the way. But first, let's talk about an important and fun holiday activity. Now, as you probably know, most holiday events are family and kid friendly and alcohol free. We just happen to have the antithesis of that coming up. This one is going to be kid-free and alcohol-friendly and for a great cause. B.A., good morning, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good to see you, Pat. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, you bring up a good point. There are no kids. There is alcohol, but it definitely is friendly. You know, I think this is I'm here to talk about the 15th annual State College Santa Crawl.
Has it been that many?
15 of them. Yeah, started in 2004 with five single guys shamelessly looking for attention. And it's it's actually morphed into this beautiful cause for Pat Bowlen.
Yeah, Pat Bowlen, for those of you who don't know, was our news and sports director here at Forever Radio until he passed away.
I think it was seven years ago.
I believe that's right, yeah. The Velvet Elvis that hangs behind me here in this studio, that's the Pat Bowlen Memorial.
Did not know that.
That was in his office. He kept that Velvet Elvis, and after he passed, when his parents came in to claim his possessions, for some reason they didn't want that.
That's iconic.
That became the Pat Bowlen Shrine, and it lives here in the Happy 103.1 studio.
It. That's sweet.
And every year I love that we do this tribute to Pat and make it a fun thing because Pat was, he was a good
he
time.
He was the man. He knew his sports. He was really dedicated to interns and helping people up, you know, getting him, you know, he was successful and he's kind of gave them the roadmap and took them by the hand and kind of showed them the way. So with the help of your colleague Gary Sinderson, Uncle Larry, Big Keith Conlin, they said, hey, let's raise some money for Pat's memory. And so now the money goes to the Pat Bowlen Memorial Scholarship Fund and the Donald Belisario School of Communication. So the $20 that people pay for a wristband, which gets you into any bar without a cover, all that money goes directly to the School of Communications. We've raised $50,000 over the years and helped 10 up to this point interns, because as you know, you don't get paid when you're an intern, and if you're doing what you do,
you barely get paid when you're an employee.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't, you know, they want to be in the big cities, and you know, if you're in a big city, it could be expensive to work for free.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah, it's been a great way to help out some college students, and the School of Communications is so strong, and the Penn State network is so strong around the country that it's really worked out great. And, you know, I actually a couple of years ago got a nice letter from the School of Communications saying thank you. But the big thing is it's adults that maybe they want to get away from the stress of shopping for their kids, or the family time could be stressful. So this is their way of getting away, getting a babysitter, calling Uber or getting a car. And just having a good time. You don't have to drink. I won't be drinking. So drinking is not a requirement, but it's fun is the only thing. You don't even have to dress up. But if you don't, you'll be woefully underdressed.
Yeah, this is a dress to impress event.
Yeah. You see all kinds of cool costumes, and it's winter themed. It doesn't matter what religious persuasion people are. Just, you know, be creative. We've had Olaf. We've had UConn Cornelius. You name it. One year we built a sleigh, 8-foot by 4-foot sleigh to take through town. We used that for a couple of years. Got a little cumbersome locking it up, though.
But I could see how it would. And I've known people who have been working on their costumes for this since before they were working on their Halloween costumes.
And that's the cool thing. It's really grown organically. You know, we don't have that many rules. You know, we used to start at the Kildare's end of town, the east end of town on College Avenue, and just work our way up and then at the cafe. And then about 10 years ago, it got too big, so we would start at both ends. And now, you know, it's kind of just come as you are. But it officially starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock at Cafe and Primanti Brothers, but there is a happy hours at 6 a.m. And even before that, we've all
6 a.m.?
6 p.m. I'm sorry.
All right, we 6 a.m., you're speaking my language. I am all in favor of 6 a.m. happy hours on a Saturday, because I'm going to be up anyway. That's just the way my body clock works.
We've been fortunate that we haven't had any incidents with our Santa Crawl with the police or any bars. So 6 p.m. is the call. And then we actually We started a Rudolph run on Saturday morning at 9 that starts at the municipal building, and all those funds go to the Pat Bowlen Fund. And if people are interested in doing a 5K Saturday morning, you can go to leftrightrepeat.net or santarun.org and sign up. It's $25 for the 5K. And if you want to do that and the Santa Crawl, it's $40. So you save $5. So we try to make it available to most people. If they want to get wristbands for the night, they can go to Hotel State College or either Bradley's downtown or North Atherton, the cafe, Pickles. There's many bars that have them. And if you just want to wait till you go out, most of the bars, there's 20 bars participating now. Envy and Sharky's being the new additions. They'll have wristbands, most of them. So,
and remember, if you know, a lot of people will be in costume, but if you don't have time to devote to a costume, grab a Santa hat in your way. You'll be golden.
Yeah, and what happens is people grab a Santa hat and they see how much fun it is, and they come the next year full regalia, fully committed.
Okay, so Saturday is when it gets underway, and we got it at 6 o'clock started in multiple locations across town. You want to get a wristband ahead of time, and as we said, it benefits
The Pat Bowlen Memorials.
Which helps cultivate the next generation of Pat Bowlen-type broadcasters here in our community.
And people like you, Pat. I mean, you know, don't sell yourself short.
Well, Pat and I went to college together. We both worked at WPSU at the same time. I don't think either of us interned. I think both of us jumped into part-time positions.
That is, like, rare.
Yeah, yes, it really was.
Good for you.
We were lucky to do that, and we were lucky to be able to do it here.
Yeah.
And both be, you know, Penn State graduates and then worked professionally,
Pat,
in town.
Yeah, Pat was a good man. He's sorely missed.
Yes, yes, he is. So this is a way to support his legacy and kind of cultivate the next generation of him. And it always sounds like such a fun time.
It is. It is. If you can get a sitter, come on out.
So where can we go for more information and to get
kind
of a
recap?
You
go to Facebook and just type in State College Santa Crawl. All the information is there. And you can Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. It's a Santa Crawl SC. On Twitter, and you can get all the information you need. There's fun pictures from previous years, and that's the easiest way to find us.
All right, so you can check that out on Facebook or on Twitter, and we'll see you Saturday in downtown State College.
Thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in.
From our family to yours.
Happy holidays.